Hello.
Yeah.
My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Am I speaking with Charles?
Yes, you are.
All right, perfect. So I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm, and today we're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So just to be sure, like, before we begin, could we please confirm that you're not driving right now and that you're in a safe where you can talk safely?
Well, if it's not very long.
All right. In which county in California do you live in?
Kern.
Kern, all right. Kern, perfect. Thank you. So, could you please tell me what your zip code is?
What?
Could you please tell me what your zip code is?
My zip code?
Yes, zip
93250.
93250. All right, thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. And what year were you born in?
1948.
1948, all right. All right, so to ensure that we also have a representative sample, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right. What is the last grade of school you completed?
2 years of college.
2 years of college. All right. Thank you. All right. So if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote for, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Republican 100% or, like, you're slightly sure?
Well, I'm pretty close to 100%. Democrats haven't done us any good.
All right. Now I'd like to read you a list of some different people active in politics here in California and nationally. And for each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about them, or if you have no opinion or have never heard, those are also categories. So the first one
is... Okay, now... Oh, go ahead.
All right. The first one is Rudy Salas.
He's okay.
All right. So favorable opinion then?
Favorable.
All right. What about David Valadao?
I like David. He's very favorable.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Forget it.
Unfavorable?
Negative. Negative. The worst you can get.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
The worst you can get.
And what about Donald Trump?
Favorable.
All right, favorable. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I'm going to ask you if whether any of these one or two issues are so important for you that you would vote for or against the candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. So the first one is, well, the list goes, Social Security and Medicare, inflation and the cost of living, protecting democracy, border security, the cost of mortgage or rent, healthcare, abortion, taxes, or none of these? You can choose up to two if you would like.
All of them. No good.
Oh, all right. Well, unfortunately, you can only choose two maximum. So would you like me to read the list again?
All right, go ahead.
All right, the list goes Social Security and Medicare, inflation or the cost of living, protecting democracy, border security, the cost of mortgage or rent, healthcare.
Cost of living and border security.
Cost of living and border security. All right, thank you. So thinking ahead about the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning you're not at all interested and a 10 meaning you're very interested, could you please tell me how interested you are to vote at the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other offices?
10.
Very interested?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you. So if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote for? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, I'm sorry?
Well, it wouldn't be Joe Biden. It'd be, if I was voting today or tomorrow or next week or last week, it'd be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. So you're 100% sure that'll be Donald Trump?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote for? Between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and and Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
100% sure?
Yes.
All right. So if the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for who would you vote for? Between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
Steve Garvey, 100%.
All right, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote for? Rudy Salas, Democrat, or David Valadao, Republican?
David Valadao, Republican.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely Valadao. All right. So next I'm going to read you just a few short statements about David Valadao. And as I read each statement, if you could please tell me if this statement would make you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support him, less likely to support him, or would it make no difference? And the first one is...
David Valadao?
Mm-hmm, yes. These are about David Valadao. So
okay. Yes. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. So the statements go, David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improving to military family child care and schools, and support for military members buying a home.
Okay, and what am I saying here? Yes or no to that?
Kind of. For these kind of statements, after I read them, if you could please tell me if this statement would make you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, less likely, or would it make no difference?
More likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water shortages projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state.
That would be more likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
All right. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year or more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and making sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
I agree with that totally.
So much more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
I agree with that. That's much more likely.
All right. As a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valleys. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas.
Much more likely.
All right. Thank you. David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education, funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans. Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
I'm much more likely.
All right. Thank you. And David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of homeownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time homebuyers and military veterans make their dreams of homeownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. All right. So now that you have had some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao?
Favorable.
Favorable, all right. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote for? Between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican.
David Valadao.
Definitely.
Definitely.
All right. So which one of the following issues, if any, would make you most likely to vote for David Valadao? And, like, if it would be David Valadao's effort to fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, secure funding for agricultural research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, improve water shortage facilities to combat droughts, reduce inflation, or would none of these?
With the water storage facilities?
improve water storage facilities to combat droughts? That one?
Yes.
All right, perfect.
Yes.
And from the same list, what would you say is the second most likely to vote for David Valadao?
Okay, can you go through that, just the first part of that list again?
For sure. Fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment. First-time buyers and veterans afford a home. Work with both Republicans and Democrats.
Fix the roads and pipelines. Yeah.
All right, thank you. So from which one or two of the following sources do you get primarily your news from and information regarding candidates or presidents? Or do you not follow news about that, about those kind of things, like politics that close?
Not the individual projects that close.
All right. So the information that you do get from, like, just let's say the news or stuff like that, where do you get it from? Do you get it from, like, let's say Instagram or YouTube or newspapers, Facebook, digital websites, national network news, cable news, Twitter? National network news. All right, thank you. So which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Would you say you only use cable, you only use streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Only use satellite? Use both cable and satellite and online?
Satellite.
Only satellite?
Yeah, that's all. I live out in the country.
All right. Do you own your home?
Yes.
Own? All right, thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very conservative. All right. Regardless of how you may feel now, for whom did you vote for back in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
All right. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say you're low income, working class, middle class, upper class, or well-to-do?
I'm probably a little... I'm not broke. I'm just hanging in there.
All right. So would it be like maybe middle class or working class?
Yeah. Middle class. I'm retired and I'm on a fixed income, and Joe Biden's making it very difficult to live.
All right. So do you or does anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. All right. Goodbye.